comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble!
It's Nerds United.
Hello, welcome. Good evening. Hi. Welcome to a brand new Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast, jitterymonkey.com, as well as live here on YouTube, on Facebook. And I know what you're thinking. This is a two-man show. Where the hell is the other man? Where is the co-host of the year, Mike Luther? And as I prepared the stream and I sent Mike the link and I reminded him 9 o'clock, he says, "You're going to have to start without me. I'm at a bonfire." And I said, "Well, this is a two-man show. I can't start without you." I said, "How about tomorrow night? Are you available tomorrow night?" He says, "No." He said, "Just go ahead and do a short show without me." I said, "Mike, you know the premise of this show, especially the end of the show, the last segment, if you will, is the two of us going on, you know, creating lists or choosing five out of lists that we provide for each other." I said, "I can't do that with you." So if you're tuning in tonight, and I know you are, Fred, expecting for us to save five professional wrestlers on each given list, oh, you're going to be disappointed. Anyway, Fred Sacco is here. Fred has become a regular. He's been a regular on the Five Heart Podcast on Thursday nights from Coronation.com. Five Heart Podcast was a JitteryMonkey.com podcast at its very beginning. And then it was always a Coronation show. We just kind of moved it over there and took it off of this site. And I mean, it's still always at its heart. I mean, that's why it's got the monkey, like all the and its logo, like all the other Jittery Monkey podcasts. So Fred's been a Chatterfield, as we like to call our Thursday night gang, for a long, long time now, and is a glutton for punishment, I suppose, because he joins us now on Friday nights. In fact, when the link got posted, Fred says, "I'll be there and I'll be square." We appreciate that old school reference. "Playing Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Game's harder than Greg thinking about working without a format." Yeah, again, another tremendous Thursday night reference. And I have a format tonight. I haven't done a solo Nerds United in a very long time. Last time I did a solo Five Heart podcast was, again, on a, I'll be very honest with you, it was on a YouTube channel with a lot more subscribers than this. You know, a lot of interaction. And that show actually probably went out for about 45 minutes or an hour. I haven't done a solo Nerds United in years. Honestly, 6 years. There was a time when solo Nerds United were, you know, the show started, for those of you who might be new, the Freds of the world, so to speak. The show started as it was an interview show, you know, and I utilized it largely independent comic makers. In the infancy, I actually drew inspiration from AMC's Comic Book Men, which was a Kevin Smith reality show based on Jay and Silent Bob's secret stash in, I want to say, Red Bank, New Jersey. Anyway, and they had celebrities on there all the time, and normies, regular folk. That's actually how I, the first podcast I ever listened to. Now it's all right. We got time for stories. The first podcast I ever listened to, I thought, you know, because it was Kevin Smith and his friends all sitting around recording it, kind of at bumper at the beginning and the end of the show. And I thought that was an actual podcast. So I went looking for it. The first podcast I ever listened to, I ever sought out, ended up being Fat Man on Batman with Kevin Smith. And that has morphed and evolved similar to Nerds United. But that's what gave me the inspiration to do this own my own show. And so the very first episode was in June of 2013, and it was with Van Jensen. Fred, you'd appreciate Van. He's from Nebraska. He's a Husker fan as well. But he was writing for Green Lantern. He wrote for The Flash. But we were talking quite a bit about Pinocchio Vampire Killer, Vampire Slayer, which was an independent book that he had written as well. So, in fact, had him on in 2013 as the first guest and brought him back on in 2014 for like the year anniversary. Talked with, you know, friends of mine who have worked for Marvel and DC in various capacities. But it wasn't until maybe the 9 or 10 month mark of this show that I actually reached out through, again, Comic Book Man, and seeing, I didn't realize that this individual was a comic book fan and creator, but actually spoke with, on this very podcast, Daryl McDaniel, AKA DMC from Run DMC. And so that was kind of a, I don't want to say that we peaked early, but that was the early version of the show. And if I didn't have a guest, I just didn't have a show, and I'd go months without a show. And then I said, well, there's news and notes and headlines and things like that that I can chime in on, which is essentially what tonight's going to be. There's not going to be a ton of banter. It's just going to be news and notes, and we'll make it an early night for you. So Fat Man on Batman, Fred says, sounds like what happens when Illinois football coach Brett Bielema travels to Gotham and falls on Bruce Wayne. I appreciate the crossover humor there, Fred. Thank you. So I do have some topics. Again, this was not the anticipated show that I thought we would have, but we will do our very best to carry on. And we're going to carry on with probably the most anticipated movie of 2024, which is Deadpool and Wolverine. And unfortunately, no graphics because, you know, I have other graphics, just not that one. We all know who Deadpool is. We all know who Wolverine is. But I found it interesting that Screen Rant late, I guess it was over the weekend, maybe Saturday, Sunday. It was after we did our last show. Screen Rant posted a link, an article about exclusive details from the writer director of Deadpool and Wolverine, who's Sean Levy, who's done other work with Ryan Reynolds, the Adam Project on Netflix, Free Guy, which I think's criminally underrated as far as movies go. And, you know, it's not a comic book property, but it was, and I want to say it was right before the pandemic. Here I am Googling 2021. So hit during the pandemic. So I really don't know if it was affected by August of 2021. So we were coming out of the pandemic. I don't know if public confidence was high as far as going out in public and, you know, going to movies and things like that. But Free Guy is tremendous. It's on Disney Plus. Yeah, Disney Plus. It's a Fox movie. It's one of the last Fox movies, I think. Ryan Reynolds, he's terrific in it. I mean, it's a lot of fun. But he and the director of Deadpool and Wolverine, Sean Levy, have collaborated numerous times. And Levy told Screen Rant that it's a Deadpool and Wolverine is a Deadpool movie, but do not consider it a sequel to Deadpool and Deadpool 2. It's not, I mean, it's in the world, but it's not, I suppose. And if you saw the trailer that hit during the Super Bowl, then you know that there certainly are going to be there are certainly going to be, you know, some tie-ins. We know that at the end of Deadpool 2, we recall that Wade, you know, Deadpool gets his hands on the time slide, body slide, you know, whatever. I think it was Cable's. And so he starts going back and, you know, brings Vanessa back, etc. So we can see some of these things. And then in the trailer, he gets brought into the TVA. So, again, Deadpool and Wolverine, not a sequel. By the way, Fred says, you're on your own. Google your ass off. Heard Free Guy was good. Haven't seen it. Fred, it is worth a watch. If you have Disney Plus, it's on there. No additional charge if you don't have Disney Plus. I know you can get it on Apple TV or Prime. It's trust me, it's I think it's tremendous. It takes place in a video game. One of the better video game movies. You know, it's not a video game that actually exists, but you know, in that realm. So I'm a big fan of that movie. I'd go back and watch it tonight after the show, but we'll get to why I won't do that as we go on. So Deadpool and Wolverine, July 26th. So three months and a week, should be a good time. I'm very excited for that. I was just surprised that it won't necessarily be a sequel, you know, of the world, but not in the world, I suppose. So, Fred says, like Deadpool 1, fell asleep during 2, messes with Fred because he's named Wade Wilson, same as that mediocre Vikings quarterback back in the day. Just call him, I think the taxi driver, right? Doesn't he call him Mr. Pool? Yeah, I think so. Say just call him Mr. Pool. He'd appreciate this show of respect. Real quick, before we get too far along, I want to remind you, there we are, to like this video, all of you. subscribe to YouTube. Let's help grow the channel. And make sure that you ring that notification bell for all those sweet, sweet notifications. Every time we set up a new stream, you can be like Fred. You can challenge Fred for the right to be able to be first in the comments for every new show. So we appreciate all the support we receive, and it's truly fun to watch this thing. Mike knows that we're growing. He just realizes we're growing slowly. And I said, I've been doing this for 11 years, buddy. If I was in it to make money, I'd have stopped a long time ago. So this is just a lot of fun to get on here, visit with my friend and the new friends that we make along the way, like Fred. So like, subscribe, notification bell, get that push notification so you can Fred brings a different approach. He says, do it, potential viewers, don't be a coward. There we go. All right, moving on. It was announced earlier this week that in the upcoming, I guess it's the I don't know if it's going to be the end of the story, but it's definitely the third piece in the movie. And I'll be honest with you, the way the first movie ended, I said, okay, I can see a sequel. And obviously, the way the second movie ended, I said, oh, okay, they're moving on. But in the Sonic the Hedgehog world, they are bringing in Shadow. That was kind of announced or indicated at the end of the second movie. And they have cast Keanu Reeves, John Wick himself, to voice Shadow. Now, full disclosure, I don't know anything about Shadow. I don't know what happens if you kill Shadow's dog or steal his car. But I bet you're in a world of hurt. Another actor they could have got for this role would be Liam Neeson. You know, if Shadow had a daughter and you took the daughter, you'd get a phone call and you'd be like, I don't have money, but I have a certain set of skills, you know, that type of thing. So, so Fred says that's what Sonic gets for killing Shadow's dog. I don't think that was Sonic. Sonic has made friends with the dog, the family dog there. Donut Lord. Yeah. The original Sonic the Hedgehog movie was the first movie I ever took my son to see in the theater. And he was 4 at the time. Yeah, this was pre-COVID. I think 4. I don't think I have to go back and look. I'm not going to Google to see when the Sonic movie came out. Yeah, it was, I'll never forget. My wife was supposed to work on Valentine's Day, which was a Friday. And so I said, well, if you got to work, honey, we'll, you know, she worked overnights at the time in the hospital. So if you have to work, I said, I'll take him. We'll go get some pizza or something. And then we'll go watch Sonic the Hedgehog, because he was just getting into the cartoons. And, you know, I was a Sonic the Hedgehog fan as a kid. And then she ended up not having to work, so we all got to go have pizza and then walk across the street to the Lincoln Theater in Belleville, Illinois, and sat down for his first. And he really got a taste for the theater experience with the popcorn and things like that. So, we went and saw Sonic 2 in theaters, and I know we'll go see Sonic 3 in theaters as well. We like going to the movies. We took him to see Kung Fu Panda 4. I think we talked about that in the past, a week or two back. So, yeah, we like to go to a few movies every year as a family. It's kind of fun. I say as a family, but not with the twins, because that'd be chaos. Two more three-year-olds? No, we're outnumbered enough as it is sometimes when it's just my wife, my boy, my oldest, and I. So, anyway, back on topic here. Keanu Reeves is going to voice Shadow in the next Sonic the Hedgehog movie. There's a little bit of a breadcrumb for you there, Fred. So, moving on, let's get into some comics. I read some comics last weekend, and I don't have them with me because why would I be that prepared? But it was some of the ones we talked about last week, the Gargoyles 12 and Gargoyles Dark Ages number 6. Read them. As we had indicated in weeks prior, we knew that issues 12 and 6 respectively of their titles would be the end of those stories, but you can continue the story. There are going to be more Gargoyles titles. I'm probably jumping off of that particular ship at this point. For several reasons, the running out of room reason, it was a fun little hit of nostalgia from 1995 when Gargoyles was on TV. But the story wasn't, the story did, in both titles, oddly enough, it took a long time to set up. And then I feel like they just abruptly, had the, poof, and then they're done type of ending. And I this is going to sound bad, especially knowing who's in the audience tonight, but I want to enjoy that climax a little bit more. Easy does it, Fred. Let's see. Fred says in talking about children with twins, my friend with twins said he spent last weekend with the twins peeing and puking on him. I said he would have paid good money for that back in college. His wife was not happy. Oh, Fred. We have a long-standing joke on Thursday nights with the Five Heart podcast that sometimes you have to read Fred's comments all the way through to determine if you want to highlight them and then read them live on the show or not. And that's one I should have read all the way through. I like my stories too. I did rewatch Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame here in the last few days and nights. And I don't know. I feel like it was just one. I think I came across a reel or TikTok video or something like that where of Spider-Man being, blipped out of existence. And I was like, it's been a few months since I've seen these movies. So I did. I gave them a rewatch. And in Endgame, here you go. This one's for you, Fred. It is a very satisfying climax. It's just long enough. So anyway, back to the I still have a small stack of comics to read. And I'll tell you what, I didn't know it. I indicated on this on social media and on the little write-up for this show, talking about the Joker. I said, it was announced that Joker's, origin is going to be revealed. I should have paid closer attention because Joker's origin was revealed in back-to-back-to-back weeks in February. And that was in, I want to make sure I get it right, Batman, I believe it was Batman 142 through 144, or what's going to be collected or has been collected into Batman Volume 3, and it's the Joker Year 1. Now, here's the thing. Here's just a little bit of artwork from it. The fact that they're pulling the curtain back, and I guess maybe having not read it, I don't know if it's in the main Batman title, you got to assume that it's now going to be canon. I think my only problem with that is Joker's one of those characters, one of those rare characters where I think the fun is in the mystery of his origin. Yeah, I think that's what we're getting to, Fred. What's his origin now? I haven't read it, so I'm not sure. And it's always been very vague and ambiguous, and nothing that was ever really nailed down. It's more like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. Like every writer maybe puts a little something else. I mean, going back to, I think The Killing Joke was about as close as we had to any type of backstory. You see in this image, you know, the top left, the red hood that has been permeated through Batman lore for, you know, a few decades now. But I've always thought, and this is part of why the Joker movie didn't interest me as much. And honestly, it's why a lot of standalone villain movies aren't that interesting, is you can't have the villain without the hero. And I've said that before, so I'm not going to rehash that argument too much, but I also like the mission. Lex Luthor, I think, is a character who, you know, because he has a name, you know, in society, he's that's a villain worthy of a, or Norman Osborn, you know, Green Goblin, or, you know, there's so many villains that can have a quote unquote origin story. I just don't think the Joker needs one. I like the Heath Ledger approach, or maybe Christopher Nolan is the better way to phrase that approach in The Dark Knight, because every time he's, you know, asking, you want to know how I got these scars? Like, you're getting a different answer, and he's keeping that mystery, I guess. I need a better word for it than mystery. But they did reveal it. Again, it's been revealed. I'm gonna put up a, I'm not gonna read the frames. If you want to read them, you can pause, whatever you need to do. But I'm gonna put up, this is, I didn't realize it at the time when I was saving this until I saved it. But apparently this is the end of the Joker Year One, you know, mini story inside the bigger story. So it's just Batman and Joker talking and not trying to kill one another, not, you know, just they're, like I said, it's to, I guess, borrow a line from Frank Sinatra, it's Batman and Joker. You can't have one without the other. You're kind of like love and marriage, I suppose, which is ironic based on these frames here where, or I guess I am going to read it now. Joker says, I could have killed you at any point over the years. You know that, don't you? You lived because I let you. This is the weird part, but also in the scope of Joker makes sense. He's like, because I love you, Joker says to Batman, and Batman says, and you lived because I let you, even though I hate you. It's, you know, we get a different version of Joker's origin in the Batman 1989 movie. So, you know, again, I like that there's been a very fluid history there for the Joker. So if they're making a canon, that's fine. You know, maybe I'll read it one day, but I again apologize for being about 3 months late on announcing that they were going to be doing a Joker origin, about 2 months behind on them actually doing it. So if you want to read the Joker origin or the Joker Year One, it's out there for you. Let's move on, shall we? We also got news this week. I shouldn't say not news. We got a trailer this week for Transformers 1. And here's just a quick image of some of the players in Transformers 1. You see there Optimus Prime, or I guess maybe not Optimus Prime at the time, but actually, they don't have those names yet. You have the pink, you know, I hate to say it, but like the token female, at least a stereotypical color female, is played by Scarlett Johansson. And that character's name is Alita One. You have the yellow character in the back, who we would know as Bumblebee, is B127. you have Brian Tyree Henry voicing D16, who's on the left, who will become, I believe, Megatron. And I just don't think a lot of these voices are right. And also, you know, I shared the teaser, and we talked about the teaser here a week or two back, and I didn't know that this was going to be animated in this regard. You know, like there's animated, and then there's animated to look real, a la The Lion King or The Lion King prequel, Mufasa, that's coming out in the next year or so. When I shared Transformer 1, that teaser, that 10 or 15 second teaser, I had no idea that this was going to be an animated feature, but it's all CGI, as you can tell there. And it is the story of young Autobots and Decepticons, who are not enemies yet. They are, and I not only that, and Fred, you're not wrong. Like it just doesn't look good. Muppet Babies meets Transformers. Why, God, why? And I'll go one. Like, you can see the characters that we know and love as future versions of themselves. Like, you can see that they're there, but you have this image here, and it's like, it's almost too, it's like saccharine sweet, you know? It's just, I don't know. I don't need teenage Transformers. if you want to show them as friends, who have a rift, you know, kind of, I guess, what we would see in Captain America Civil War. That's like, who have ideological differences. That's one thing. But I would not have anticipated that they would go back to essentially prepubescent. And the trailer indicates that, like, we can't even transform yet. I mean, there's, I don't know, maybe I'm being too radical with the prepubescent thing, but in the grand scheme of these robots at a certain age or a certain stage in development can transform, can do other things, and they don't have the ability yet. Like, what's going to be the cause that's going to cause, you know, what is going to initiate this rift between these two classic characters? So we will find out, but that's no longer one that I'm interested in seeing in the theaters. So as we move along, realize that we are moving along actually very well here. Again, we're not going to do our big segment of the night. I even called it, I feel bad because I had a really nice write-up about the main event, which would have been hilarious, the undercard, and which is what we're in now. But since there's no mic, we're not going to be selecting any professional wrestlers from list that the other provided, which means that the title is a lie, the article is a lie. That's okay. We'll save that for next week. Take a drink. This is the downside of one man show. Good old fashioned high quality H2O. The last thing that I had to talk about is actually something I'm very excited about for a couple of reasons. I'm excited because up until a few years ago, I didn't know about this organization, this town, nothing. And it wasn't until a documentary series came out through, I think, FX and Hulu. I found it on Hulu that I became aware. And I, probably like many of us, took interest because of the people involved. The fact that this football club is owned by an American and a Canadian, and it's a British or you know, Welsh football club, I suppose. It was in a lower league, I'd suppose. NFL doesn't have anything to compare it to. I guess it if Premier League soccer is the Major League Baseball, this would be like A-ball. I mean, it's down there. But what I'm talking about is Wrexham AFC, the Red Dragons. I'm talking about their owners. You see Rob McElhenney, Ryan Reynolds, who took over ownership of this club. And you got to go back and watch. If you're not familiar, jump on Hulu and watch it's a riveting series about how they take this team that's on the steps of having to fold. Like they're running out of operating costs, and they bring in the right people. They bring in a new coach. They bring in new director of football operations. They bring in players who have played it at higher levels, and they start sinking money into this club to keep it going, to kind of reignite the town. And that's kind of all that the first season is about. Fred says, I need to watch that. Guys at work talk all about the show and the doc. And the show made me a fan of the club. So I actually follow the club on Facebook. So I knew as we get, along here, I knew when it happened, what happened. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But Ryan and Rob and Ryan, however you want it, they have spent a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money in picking up this football club by the bootstrap, so to speak, and helping them, regain some of that success. It's a big part of the town's identity. It's an old mining town. You get into the second season, they talk about this mining tragedy and caught 123 or 136 miners never saw daylight again, so a lot of tragedy in this town, and the community rallies around this football club. And you hear about, like Rob says very early on, he's like, Philadelphia's a blue collar town. We've had our hard times, and we've had our heart broken by our sports teams, but so they had some kinship there. So they bought the team, and they, like I said, they've invested, and the first thing they needed to do was get out of the, I want to say the National League. It was like the fifth tier of football. And they did that in season two. This time last year, they were going up, they were being promoted. And that's kind of where that season ended. Well, the next full season of, I don't know if it's over, but they're at a point now. And again, we'll get there. Talk about investing. They needed to get out of that National League to get extra funding to qualify, to be able to, like, if we don't get promoted, we can't, we can't afford the team anymore. We're going to be too far in the red. But they did. And then so they're working on upgrades to the stadium, the race course. So this is a running. I don't know why I'm showing this part. It's just I think what I love about it is that Ryan and Rob are so, I don't know, like they're so mindful of what this team means to the community that they are all in. So this is just a rendering of the field house, or the cop, they call it, the stands, just a part of the seating and a little bit extra for the fans there. I mean, it looks like it's a tremendous digital rain. I guess it's in construction or under construction now, but the big news, I guess two parts of big news. One big news is that earlier this week, Wrexham AFC got promoted again. So they were in, I'm going to get this so wrong, EFL 2, and now they're in EFL 1, or next season will be in EFL 1, which is, I believe, European Football League 1. But again, it's all under the Premier League stanzas or status, whatever. So very exciting for them. And for me, as a fan of the show and of the team, I'm excited to say that Welcome to Wrexham Season 3 comes to Hulu on May 2nd. So I'm excited for the community. I'm excited, Fred knows this because we're Husker fans, and we've been, they spent 15 years in the National League, which is, again, it's one step above like playing for the YMCA, I guess, so that little funding, things like that, and kind of getting their brains kicked in quite a bit. But their success, it kind of gives me success for like some of my sports teams, the ones that Fred and I and best friend of the show, Josh, have in common, which is the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Like if it can happen for Wrexham, it can happen for us, that type of thing. So there's a little bit of optimism there. But May 2nd. I don't have anything else. 35 minutes. That's actually about 15 minutes longer than I thought I'd go. But we all know, it's no secret, I'm a little long-winded when I want to be. So I know we have a few viewers out there. Fred's been pretty steady in the chat, and we appreciate Fred. But if there are anybody, last chance for comments or questions before we go ahead and shut this down. Again, Mike should be back next week. We'll do our pro wrestling saving then. That's, I got to find a better title for that segment, but you all know, you understand what we're trying to get to. So, that's right. Fred says, when I get a chance to talk, I can be long-winded. Yeah, well, that all stems back from terrestrial radio and dead air kind of being a bad thing. So, and it's tough. It's tough in my actual professional job because there are times that I should lay out and talk less and let my clients think about things and look at one another and awkwardly like, I don't know. But then I got a dead air. Silence drives me nuts. So I said, one more thing, Mr. and Mrs. Client. So, yeah, sometimes Greg just needs to shut up. I think at the 36-minute mark, this is probably one of those times. So thank you, Fred, for being here and engaging in the chat. We appreciate you greatly. For you other viewers who were here, that's right. Anywho, good show. Go have fun and think about Yingling and Husker football maybe being good again someday. I will. And the reason that I'm not watching Free Guy tonight is because watching Transformers 1 trailer and doing the prep for this show, I said, when's the last time I saw that Megan Fox, Shia LaBeouf, OG Transformers movie from 06 or 07? So I'm actually started that, and I'm going to go back and watch that a little bit more. It's not bedtime yet. It's not even 11:30. So everybody have a tremendous evening, a fantastic weekend and week, and we'll see you next time here on Nerds United. My co-host of the year isn't here. So I say for the co-host of the year, Mike Luther, he's not here. He's at a bonfire. Good for him. Go out there and touch grass. I'm Greg Mahochko. This is Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. And we remind you each and every week to be kind and rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.